USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown.
I do not believe a lockdown is a good idea at all. I think you've got to take the mitigation measures in the hot spots, as I said, the four guidelines. But I don't think any lockdown is a good idea. I don't think locking schools down is a good idea. I think we should do everything we can, everything humanly possible, with safety and security, to keep the stores open, to keep the schools open.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump said he's looking into executive actions over evictions and relief for unemployed workers. Negotiations continue to drag out between Democrats and Republicans regarding that new stimulus bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will no longer travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to accept the Democratic presidential nomination later this month because of concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Biden will address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Some disappointing news regarding the Indy 500. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden did an event where he was asked questions by the National Association of Black Journalists. CBS News correspondent Errol Burnett asked Biden if he had taken a test that would assess his mental fitness.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
If he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental, my physical as well as my mental fitness, and to make a judgment about who I am.
This does contradict what Biden said in June, where he said, "I've been tested and I'm constantly tested." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.